Okay, we are on Gimel Amud Beis, approximately 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines, 12 lines down. Now we're right now left off with Akasha on why don't, instead of learning Yom Kippur from the Meluim, why don't we learn Rosh Hashanah from the Meluim? We suggested answering that the Meluim and Yom Kippur, the Karbanas belong, came from the money of the Kohen, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, they came Mishal Tzibur. We said that only works according to Rabbi Yoshua, not according to Rabbi Yonasan, and we just brought down the whole Braisa. And for the Gemara, Ad Katnal, you're making a mistake. Even Rabbi Yonasan agrees that the Meluim and Yom Kippur, the money came Mishal Koyin, Mishal Yochid, not Mishal Tzibur. Ad Katnal, Pligi, Ela Bekicho is the Alma, Vasi is the Alma. Even this that Rabbi Yonasan is arguing and saying, the lashon of asay lecha doesn't mean you mishal lecha, it means mishal tzibur. That's only the kichos, the alma that you find. Bechloli is in the Torah, or asir is the alma. For example, kichos the alma kach lecha samim. Right, the pasuk says kach lecha samim. Take for yourself samim. Vayer mishal amoyish kach lecha samim. Not to pushkos v'chal ben samim levon is akabad bevadiya. Right, or asir is the alma when the well asir lechosh shtei chatzos is kesef, make for yourself shtei chatzos is kesef. That's what Yonasan was arguing and saying. Those cases lecha didn't mean mishal lecha. You have to pay for it out of your own money. It came mishal tzibur. Aval hanoch, these ones, meaning the meluim and yom kippur, that's different. That even if Yonasan agrees, the money comes mishal koyim. Perusha come in farish the mishal chahu. The Torah says explicitly the mishal chah. The money has to come from the koyin. The money does not come mishal tzibur. Why? Where do you see that? B'miluim. Where do we see that? B'miluim michti. Let's analyze this. Ksiv ve'al b'nei Yisrael to daber leimar. Tell b'nei Yisrael kichu siir izim lechatos. Take a siir izim for lechatos. And then the pasuk says, or that was pasuk. That was perek tes pasuk gimel. Right? Then the other pasuk, one pasuk before pasuk B, says, "Vayomer el Aaron, kach lecha egel ben boker lechatos." Lomeli, and we just said it. Mamish, the very next pasuk says, "Kichu si." That's true. It's out of order. Kichu si rizim lechatos. Take a si rizim lechatos. So what's the other pasuk telling Aaron? Kach lecha egel ben boker lechatos. It says in the very next pasuk, take a series of lechatos. What's the extra? No, it's the same. Same pasuk, same carbon. We're talking about the same pasuk. It's the same carbon.
That's
the same pasuk as kach lecha egel ben boker lechatos v'ayol la'oilo tumim v'hakar v'nei Hashem. No, it's not the same carbon. I think it's the same carbon, right? So lamali, what's the Torah? Actually, the way Rashi connects this. What's the change in the lashon of kach lecha? When one pasuk says kichu, the other pasuk says kach lecha. Rashi got connects it with like that. Right? Shema mina kach lecha mishal lechahu. Therefore, the Torah is saying mishal lechahu, it has to be your carbon. Right? That's what the change over there in the psukim or the extra pasuk. Wait a second, is that the same carbon or not? Hold on. When the pasuk says v'yer me'el aron kach lecha ego ben bokar lechatos. It's an ego lechatos va'ayol le'oylo hakel v'nei Hashem. The Rabbanei Yisrael d'abalei merkechus sir izim lechatos va'ego v'cheves b'nei shona tumim le'oylo. Both times it says an ayol for an oylo. No, it says a sir, and a sir izim is what? It's a goat. And the ego ben bakar is not a goat, that's really a calf. So that's probably why Rashi focuses not on the action. That's not repetitive in the actual animal, I'm sorry. You're right, Yisrael's right. Not repetitive in the actual animal, that's why Rashi says the focus on the lashon. Why? If you look at Rashi's lashon of the four small line, kach lecha lomeli, the shoni krob diburei, mimashe hischa bedover. Why the change in the lashon? Therefore, the Torah was saying clearly, Mishalachahu, it has to be Mishalachah. So therefore, by the Miluim, at least the Gemara is caught in this Torah, it's called Mefurish, it's Mefurish, it has to be Mishalachah. And the same thing be Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur also, it's Mefurish, it has to be Mishalachah. Michti, let's analyze this. Ksiv, Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Bokar Lechatos, right, that's in Perek Tezai in Posek Gimel, Aaron should come to the Kodesh with a Par Ben Bokar Lechatos of Ayol Oilo. And then, two psukim later in Pasuk Hey, it says, "Umeis adas meneis shor yikach shnei siri izim lechatos." And then, a pasuk later, it says, "Vehikav es parachatos asher loy." Again, same thing. Lomali, what's the change in lashonis over here too? Shema mino hai loy misha loyhu. It has to be from him. So the Gemara's teretz over here is that even Rabbi Yoinis' son. This that we have a machloekis between Rabbi Yoisha and Rabbi Yoinison, whether kach lecha or asei lecha means mishal lecha or mishal tzibur, that's ba'alma in normal cases. But over here, there's a specific diuk, a specific, he called it, mefurish mikra, that it has to be mishal lecha mamish, right, based on these diukim. So the miluim, and Yom Kippur, even if Yonason agrees, the korban has to come, Mishalacha, has to come from the money of the Kohen himself, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, it comes Mishal Tzibur, and therefore, Hodra Teretz L'duchta, that what? The reason why we learn Yom Kippur from Miluim, and not Rosh Hashanah from Miluim, is because Yom Kippur is more similar in the fact that the money of the korban is coming, Mishalacha, from the Kohen himself, and not Mishal Tzibur. Good? Let's stop for Rashi. Zokt Rashi, Asay Lecha, is there Rashi Naman Aleph? No. Asay Lecha, Kamoi, Asay Lecha Shtechat Sosis Kesef. Kiviyochol, I'm sorry, we did these Rashi already yesterday. The third small line. Akan Leplikit Tirutsu, but this is the Gemara's Teretz. Kach Lecha Lomali, Dishani Krobe Dibura, why did Torah change the Loshen, the Master Hiskel Bedavram, which that, in the Loshen that it started with? No, it started because the next Pasuk. Oh, that's it. Two short Rashis. Okay, good? We're all good? Rav Ashi, Omar, back to our Gemara, we're halfway down the Omur, Rav Ashi gives a different teretz. Don in par lechatos v'ayo lo'oilo, mi par lechatos v'ayo lo'oilo, la'fuki Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres tater v'ayo oilos ninhu. You know why we learn Yom Kippur from the Miluim, and not Rosh Hashanah, or not Shavuos, really answers both questions, and why not Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos from Miluim? Because Yom Kippur is more similar in a different aspect. In what aspect? What were the actual karbanos being brought? Both on Yom Kippur and on the Miluim, it was a par lechat as an ayol oilo, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. And on Shavuos, both the par and the ayol are both oilos. And therefore, it's again, Yom Kippur is more similar to Miluim. Therefore, we're going to learn Yom Kippur from the Miluim that it requires Prishas Zayin Yamim and not Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos. Ravina says another teretz, and this teretz really answers all the questions, not just Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, but Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, Sukkot, Pesach, answers everything, all in one. Ravina Omer, donen avoida b'koyin godo, me avoida b'koyin godo. We'd rather learn up Yom Kippur from Miluim when the avoida was specifically done with the koyin godo. Yom Kippur, the koyin godo, it was avoida specifically for the koyin godo, and same with the Miluim. Lafuke kulu kushoson, excluding all the questions we asked, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, Shmini Atzeres, to lav avoida b'koyin gadol ninu. The avoida is not dafka with the koyin gadol. There's an avoida. The kayanim bring karbonis. There's a kapora, a lechaper. It's a kapora, but it's not dafka the avoida of the koyin gadol. Therefore, Yom Kippur from the Miluim is the closest comparison. The Igadam are those that say a different version of Ravina's Teretz. Om Ravina, donen avoida tchilo me avoida tchilo. We're going to learn up the first avoida from the first avoida. Well, explain the Gemara. We'll explain in 1 minute what that means. La fuki hani, excluding all the other yom tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, to lav tchilo ninu. It's not the first avoida. My tchilo. What does that mean? It's the first avoida that Yom Kippur and Miluim is a tchila, it's the first, as opposed to all the other Yom Tovim's karbonos are not tchila. Ilema tchila b'koyin gadol, if you think it means the first by the koyin gadol, then what? Yom Kippur was the first avoida that was done exclusively by the koyin gadol. And the Miluim was the first Avodah that was done exclusively by the Kohen Gadol. So Hayim Kamaisa, that's the same thing as the first Tyre. That's the same Cheshbon as the first version of Ravina's Tyre. So what's different? It's the same Cheshbon that you're going to learn Yom Kippur from the Miluim because that was done by the Kohen Gadol. Or that was the first Avodah done by the Kohen Gadol. Same thing. So that can't be what this Ikad Amri, this second version means. Elo avoido tchilo b'makoyim. Me avoido tchilo b'makoyim. We'd rather learn up an avoida that was the first avoida ever done in that place. The Yom Kippur was the first avoida ever done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Miluim was the first avoida ever done. In that case, it was in the Mishkan to start out with. Like Rashi will speak out. Moshe Rabbeinu's avoida on days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 didn't count. But so we're going to learn up Yom Kippur, which was the first avoida. That's the avoida that was the first ever done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Miluim, which is the first ever done in the whole Mishkan at that time. Lafuke, as opposed to all the other Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shemini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah. It's not a tchilu b'mokim. It's in the Mishkan. It's in the Beis Hamikdash. But that wasn't davka. That the avoid of that day wasn't an exclusive first in the Mishkan. Period. End of basically all the terutzim ad kan, or end of these cheshbonis. Let's just stop and see a few rashis before we continue. We're not done with the sugya. We're going to continue for another few days on this same discussions of the mekayris and the reasons. Zogt Rashi, like four lines down in the small lines. Donen par lechatos v'ayel oyla. Be'im ha-kippurim yesh par lechatos. There's a bull as a chatos v'ayel a ram lo oyla. Be'kob ben yochet ha-kohen gadom. Be'zoy se'yav y'arin la-kodesh. U'dishmini le-meluim. And on the eighth day of the meluim, the first day that the kohanim would serve over there. Nami. Ego lechatos. Ego is a par, right? It's a calf v'ayel oyla. Avoida b'kohen gadol. This was Ravina's there. Avoida b'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. Me avoida b'kohen gadol b'miluim. Dichsev ha'yikrav Aaron el mizbech. It was Aaron himself who was makriv on the first day, day eight of the miluim. Ilis. And then the second version was the lashon of tchila. What did tchila mean? Ilay matchila b'kohen gadol. Donen yom kippurim. We dan yom kippur. Shehi avoida b'shoyne shehutlo b'kohen gadol b'kohen tziber. That was the first day they had the chiv of the Kohen Gadol to do the avoida. B'yamekibum Arishon on that very first Yom Kippur. Me avoida shmini lemeluim. Learned that off from the eighth day of the meluim. Shehi avoida rishon shenas zaydei Kohen Gadol mi'olam. That was the first avoida that was ever done, required to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So Hainu Kamaisa, that's the same thing as the first version. It's the melacha done by the Kohen Gadol, from the melacha done by the Kohen Gadol. Elamai, what does it mean? Tchila b'mokim. Yoy makipurim yesh boy avoida lefnai v'lefnim. Yom Kippur has an avoida lefnai v'lefnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shebiyoy makipurim horishin hoysa tchila b'mokim. On the first Yom Kippur, that was the first time the Kodesh HaKadoshim was ever being used. Before that first Yom Kippur, nobody ever went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim for Avoida. That's when the first Avoida was done in the whole Mishkan, or the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now Rashi Bavarns, I spoke this out. What do you mean? Day 8 of the Meluim was the first time Avoida was done? That's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu did Avoida for the first 7 days of the Meluim. Zogt Rashi, Eine kruya itzel Avoidas kehanim. That's not called, this time Moshe did the Avoida. It was not even called an Avoida when you're comparing it to the Avoidas kehanim. Shehu b'levush big day kehuna. The kehanim were big day kehuna. Moshe Rabbeinu wore just a cholag lavan, a plain white garment. It was huksher just l'shah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's avoida was not even considered an avoida. Day 8 of the meluim is the day you'll call the first of the avoida being done. I saw in the somebody. It was in the Yalkut Mefarshim in the Mitzvah, and I think it was maybe. He says this Rashi's Cheshman b'cholag lovin is as a doichik. Let me just find it. I can't find it now. Mitzvaysan. V'zeh dochuk to mikol mokim kibud huchshah b'kach havi avoyda l'maysa. It's true. It was only huchshah l'shah, but he says v'yesh loimer d'hanu taimah d'choshav avoydas ches t'chila. Why was Shmini Yom Shmini Lemluv called the Tchila, called the first of the Avodos? Mishum to Shakosu Toysim Avodah Zorah. Toysim Avodah Zorah says, "The Oz B'Zayin Hamluv Mahayu Kebama." the Mishkan had a status of a bama during the Shiva Zemei Amaluah. A bama was a mizbech, like a sacrificial altar that could be. They had bamas throughout many times in the history up until the Beis HaMikdash was built. People were allowed to build a bama, a mizbech, in their own backyards and be makir a korban on it. La Hashem, of course. We've seen it, and we'll see the other times. What? Rocks or whatever, basically a personal mizbeach is a bama. So during the Zion Yemei Amaluim, it had a status of a bama. And v'loi nasa mishkon ad ches. It was only considered a mishkon, a mizbeach, a mishkon on day 8. And that's how the mitzvah and wants to say it a little differently than Rashi. Abraham Koponim. What? What's not hoksha? Well, first of all, he didn't. You want to know the lashon of Rashi? Shall I hook? Shall I hook? I don't know. I hear. I'm not sure. Is that shprach lehook shel l'shaw? That's that. I mean, the Rashi says. Is that coming from a good? I hear. Okay. I hear. Good kasha. Fine. I'll call upon him. Period. Ad kan these first cheshbonos, right? Just to recap the last blot and a half, the makar that we know that Yom Kippur and Por Aduma needs prisha zayin yomim is from the meluim, from the psukim, from the meluim. We learn up that both the koyin hasoyev v'sapora and the koyin gadol that's going to be doing avoid on Yom Kippur must be prisha zayin yomim. Okay, we're not done with the cheshbon, but that's really a very short recap of the last month and a half. Kiyosu Rav Dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, I'm sorry, he said, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodo. Yibishum Levi Masni Tarti. Rabbi Yochanan only learned one thing out of Meluim. Yibishum Levi learned two things. Until now, we've made the assumption, all the way back to Abbezim and Aleph, from Meluim, we were learning two things. We had Lasois Lechaper. Lasois was learning to Par Aduma. Lechaper was learning to Yom Kippur, that you need Prisha. If Dimi came along and he said, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodor, Rabbi Yochanan only learned one place from, one thing from Meluim. Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one that learned two. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodor, Lasois Lechaper, Elo Maisi Yom Kippurim. He said the pasuk by Meluim that says Kasher Tziva, right? Kasher Oslo B'yayim Hazet Tziva Hashem Lasses Lachaper Aleichem. Lasses Lachaper was all one thing. Was Yom Kippur? No mekor for Por Aduma. Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon Levi Taka Masni Tarti. Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one that said that you learned two things. Lassois Ilumai Seporo Lachaper Ilumai Yom Kippurim. Right. So these last blot and a half that we learned these two things, Lasseis and Lechaper, was all going at Liba de Bishub and Levi. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodo, Rabbi Yochanan only has one, Va'anan Tanan, Shiva Zamekodim Yom Kippurim, V'Shiva Zamekodim Shiva Zapora. So then Rabbi Yochanan, if he only learns from the Meluim one, Tavodis Yom Kippurim, Lamaisa, but we have two Mishnais. We have one Mishnah in Yuma that says, Yom Kippur, you have to eat Poyer Zayin Yomim, and we have a Mishnah in Parah that says, before the service Zapora. So how does he know the second one? And, let's not go there. He's not arguing on the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Maila Ba'alma. It's just a Maila Ba'alma. You're right. Me'ikr Hadin. Me'ikr Hadin, the Kohen before the service Apara, does not have to be Pirish. It was a Maila Ba'alma. If the Olam remembers from the Bezim and Aleph not so long ago, just a few days ago, Par Aduma, because they had a Kula that we allowed a Tvul Yoim to be burned in Par Aduma, because of that, Chazal placed a lot of chumras. The chumra in Beis Aman Aleph that we mentioned was that all the kalim, they used kalim that came in Mekabal Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma'ala Ba'alma, this was also one of the manilas that they did, the chumra Ba'alma, that Chazal did to show the zihiris that we have to have with Par Aduma, was they were mafresh the koyin zayin yamin. But you're right, it's not learned off from a pasuk, it's not me'ikir hadin, so to speak. Fet Gemara, what do you mean? The Omer Ben Yoimi Bar Chilkia, Omer Mechase Bar Idi, Omer Ben Yoichinon, Kasher Osa Ben Yoim Hazet, Tziva Hashem Lasas Lechapra Aleichem. That's the pasuk by the Miluim. Lasos Elamai Sapporo Lechapra Elamai Siyamekipurim. So Lechori, this is Rabbi Yoichinon's own memory. You tell me Rabbi Yoichinon only learned out one thing from the pasuk. We have often a memory Rabbi Yoichinon's learning up two. And the Gemara, who the rabbi? That shita that you learn two things out from the Miluim, both Para Aduma, Srifas Apara, and Yom Kippur, that was not his own shita, that he was just saying over in the name of his Rebbe. Techiosa Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yechinon, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Look, Rabbi Yechinon said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, La'asois Elamai Sapporo, L'chapra Elamai Siyamakiburim. True. So you have Rabbi Shimon Levi who Taka said, that lasas lechaper from the Miluim you would learn too. You have Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel who also said the same thing. But Rabbi Yochanan Atzma, Rabbi Yochanan himself, he taka learned from the Miluim lasas lechaper was only one thing. Lasas lechaper was just learning up to Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur needs a precious Zayin Yamim. Paraduma was just a Maila Balma. Zatikamara Vaita. We are like 8 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Levi Shlokish. Or it's Bishop and Levi, the Rabbi Yochanan. Mehecha kayalfas lo, me miluim. Where are you learning it from? You're learning it from miluim, right? You're mekar to Yom Kippur, or to Parah Aduma, Srifas Parah, is from the miluim, right? That's Lemaisa up until now, the first two blot in the Masechta, that was the only mekar we had. We learned it all from the miluim. If so, Fractory Shlokish, ima miluim, kol hakosu bohem, ma'akiv bohem. If so, the halacha by the Miluim is everything that was written, all the halachas that were written by the Miluim, they were ma'akiv. If they were not done, the korban, the avodah was pasul. So the being purish Zayin Yamim was ma'akiv. And really all the avodah, we'll talk about it later on in a couple of blot. Everything was ma'akiv. If so, if you're learning up Yom Kippur from Miluim, Af Hochanami, over here too by Yom Kippur, you have to learn up the same thing. You're learning from Miluim, Kol HaKosu Bohem Ma'akiv Bohem, everything that is needed, that's written, that's learned up, should be Ma'akiv. And the Prisha Zayin Yomim should be Ma'akiv. If the Kohen was not Prisha Zayin Yomim, it should be Ma'akiv in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and you should not be able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And that's not true. But tomorrow, V'chi Teima, maybe it is true. Maybe you want to suggest, no, maybe it is true. Maybe in the Chanami, maybe Takir is Ma'akiv. How do you know that it's not Ma'akiv? V'atanan, because the Mishnah said, Elio spoke this out a little bit on the first day of the Masechta from the Ritva. V'atanan, u'maskinim loy koyin acher. You prepare another koyin, right? Besides for being mafresh to koyin, we also, the Kohen Gadol, we also prepare a second Kohen Gadol, a substitute Kohen Gadol. V'loi kodoni mafrishim, it doesn't say that you're mafresh that second Kohen Gadol. Wait a second. You prepare a second Kohen Gadol because maybe Kohen Gadol number one is going to become possible for whatever reason. So then you have now Kohen Gadol number two. But what do you mean? Kohen Gadol number two, the Mishnah never said you're mafresh and you separate him. He also has to be in seclusion, in that room, in the Liskas Parhedrin. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says maskinim. So obviously it's not ma'akiv, because if it was ma'akiv, then even Kohen Gadol number two, you'd have to be mafreshim. V'chitim, and if you want to say, my maskinim mafreshim, maybe maskinim means mafreshim, maybe it means the same thing. No. Listen, oy idi v'idi maskinim, oy idi v'idi mafreshim. If maskinim means mafreshim, fine. Then use the lashon of maskinim by both, or use the lashon of mafreshim by both. Then the fact that we use the lashon of mafreshim when it came to Kohen Gadol number one, but maskinim when it came to the lashon was used by Kohen Gadol number two, it's obviously not the same thing. And Kohen Gadol number one, they were mafresh. Kohen Gadol number two, they were only maskinim, they prepared. But Lamaisa, what would happen if Kohen Gadol number one becomes Pasul and Kohen Gadol number two, he would do the Avodah, even though you were not Mafreshim. So obviously it's not Ma'akiv B'di'eved. I Frektor Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan, if you're learning off of the Miluim, it should be just like the Miluim that's Ma'akiv B'di'eved. Omar Le, we're 4 lines on the bottom. Omar Le, Elamar Mehecha Yalavlo. Okay, fine. Yeah, he's not directly addressing not answering the question. He's responding. Okay, fine. You don't like where I learn it from. Okay, so where do you want to learn it from? Give me an alternative response. Give me an alternate makar. Before we go back, let's just stop for Rashi. Zogt Rashi, two-thirds of the way down the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodo, Loi Dorish Mihai Kro, the Chasher, also Rabbi Yochanan Hazeh, El Chodo Prisha. Rabbi Yochanan learns off in the Pasuk of Kasher, also the Pasuk by Meluim, he only learns one Prisha, Yom Kippur, not two, not Yom Kippur and Tzarif Aspara. Because of the kula that they were purposely metame, the koyin who burns it to become a tzvuyoyim, like we saw in Davbez ben Aleph, also by Milas Rabbis, because of that they did many chumras, right, so to counteract the kula, they did many chumras, and this is one of the chumras they did. Ima, from the Meluim. If so, Ima Meluim, Kolakosu ben Ma'akiv, could the Afilim, like Amma Mishmaitzim, we'll see in Da'afe, that it's Ma'akiv. So it should be Ma'akiv by Yom Kippur also. Maybe it is Ma'akiv by Yom Kippur? No. Because the Mishnah says, by the second Kohen Gadol, Maskinin, V'loikotoni Ma'frishim, Vim Yera Psu be Kohen Gadol, if the first Kohen Gadol is going to become Possel, Yisham Yzeb, V'loik Pisha. Kohen Gadol number two will take over, he'll do the Avoida, even though he didn't have Prisha, Ayishi Ma'akiv. Okay, back in the Gemara. Nachma Omar Le, so now Rabbi Yechanan responded, Elamar Mehecha Yalavla, okay. So where do you want to learn it from? You don't want to learn it from the Meluin. Where do you want to learn it from? Omar Leir Shlokesh and Tzebek Misinai. Ah, we found a new Makar. Misinai, I learned enough from Har Sinai. I learned enough from Matan Torah. Why? Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, by Matan Torah, Vayishkun Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai, the Kvoid Hashem rested, camped on Har Sinai. Vayechaseyu ha'onan. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Let me just read the whole Pasuk if I have it here. No, I do, but it's I didn't need the Pasuk before. Right? Vayechaseyu ha'onan. The onan covered over Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheshesham for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe Rabbeinu ha'shvi. And on day 7, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and entered. Michti. Let's analyze this Pasuk. Siv. Vayikra Moshe Rabbeinu ha'shvi. The Ebishter called Moshe in on the 7th day. So my sheshes yomim. So why did Torah have to say vaychaseil be'onan sheshes yom? The onan covered Moshe for 6 days. Of course, it says vayikra b'yamishri. That means it covered him for 6 days. El zebona av. This is teaching us a binyan av to learn from here. Shekola nichnas b'machane shchina. If you're going into the machane shchina, ton prisha shisha. You need a prisha for 6 days. Ton prisha shisha. You need a prisha of 6 days. All right. You need a prisha of 6 days, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. You go into the Shechina, in that case it was Mamish, up to the top of Har Sinai, into the, whatever that means, into the Machane Shechina, into the Ebishter's, special territory, right? But on this world, before you go into the Machane Shechina, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the closest Machane Shechina you're gonna get, there's the limur. You need a 6 day prisha for et gemara b'hanan shivatanan. Our mission says 7. L'chayr, if it's based on that pasuk, all you should need is 6. And for the gemara, masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. Our mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, who adds an additional reason. The chayish l'tumas beisoy. He was concerned about tumas beisoy. If the kohen gadol would be boil ishtoy nida. He also has a halacha like a nida where he's tummy for 7 days. So what? The way I understand this, the ikur limud is from the sheshes yom, the 6 days. Once you're part of 6 days, they add on a 7 day to be choishes for this little farther concern. We'll see this Rabbi Masero on Davov Bez Hashem next week a little more in depth. We'll see more about it. But once we're learning up from Matan Torah, from Sinai, you need 6 days. So they also did a 7 day, like for Yehuda Mezeiros Cheshbin, because a Kayin who becomes Tomei, Tumas Nida, he has a din like a Nida that he's Tomei Zayin Yamin. So that's the Rashi. Well, so I understand. I couldn't find someone who said it clearly. I'm understanding it's like a shtickle tzirif. Just if you do a Mezeir alone, it's not. I mean, Rish Lakish is saying, be excited, I'm starting with Sinai, 6 days. Once you're after 6 days, we also go the extra 7th day for Yehuda ben Meseiros Chashash of Tumas Nida Zayin Yamin. But if without the limud from Sinai of 6 days, we wouldn't automatically require 7 days for this Chashash of Tumas Besoy. That's how I understand it. Yeah, Kodesh HaKadosh. That's the... Well, that's the... What? Correct. But if it's Hechel, then every single time the Kohen does Avodah, you know, we're going as close to the Shekhinah, the Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Eibishter. Right, so the closest we have in our earth to that is the Kohen Gadol Shem Yom Kippur. So Dr. Rashi, five lines from the bottom on Gimel on the base. Ela Mar Mehecha Yalov Omer Le Misinai Shematzinu Shapirish Moshe Koinim Knisos Ela Machan Hashchina. We see Moshe Rabbeinu was poirish. He left his house. He went right. He got encloaked in the Kvod Hashem in the Onon for 6 days before going to the Machan Hashchina. Vaychaseyu Ha'onon La Moshe. The Yudim Miseru LeKavam Berikim. We'll see it more in Davov LeTumas Beisoy Shemam Yiskak LeIshter VeTira Dam B'Shas Bia. If his Isha is going to see Dam. Venimza Tomei Shivas Yomim Kemishva Boyal Nida. It comes out he's going to be Tomei for 7 days like the din of a Boyal Nida. VeYochel Lavad Bia Mekibun. He won't be able to do Avodah on Yom Kippur. Ad Kan.
Why don't you do it because of coming in?